Modern Babylon is described as different tribes. Edom, Moab, and the children of Ammon symbolize modern Babylon. It's from those tribes that people respond to the final warning message. Review in Herald, March 19, 1895. Trials are to come upon God's people, and the tares are to be separated from the wheat. But let not Ephraim envy Judah anymore, and Judah will no more vex Ephraim. Kind, tender, compassionate words will flow out from sanctified hearts and lips. It is essential that we be united. And if we all seek the meekness and the lowliness of Christ, we shall have the mind of Christ, and there will be unity of spirit. Brothers and sisters, the unity that comes into God's work at the end, that is symbolized by the unity of Gideon's army, that is also symbolized by Gideon's soft answer to Ephraim, that Ephraim at the end will no longer have the harsh words. There's going to be a unity. This unity is going to be established when you and I, personally and individually, seek the meekness and lowliness of Christ. And we seek it with such a hunger that we do not quit seeking it till we have the mind of Christ. And when we have the mind of Christ, we have His character, we have His glory, we have the light that shines out of the earthen vessel. And without any effort of you and I sitting down and resolving problems, we are in unity. This unity is going to be a supernatural unity that comes from Gideon's army having the same genuine experience, and they become as one man. Review and Herald, January 3rd, 1899, says this: Christ is the instructor of His people. He would have them sit at His feet as little children and learn the lessons that are so essential for them now. Verily I say unto you, He said, except ye be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Strive for superiority is the result of yielding to the temptations of the enemy. No man should cherish the idea that he must be first, that he must be above his brethren, that his voice must be the voice in council, and his plans laid. When man places himself where God should be, he is just where Satan is pleased to have him. And by exalting himself and those who will listen to his suggestions, Satan is carrying forward the same work that he began in heaven. It takes time and patience to grow in Christ-likeness of character, but it is a very easy matter to accept the attributes of Satan and fall into his ways. It is an easy matter to become an accuser of the brethren and to set ourselves up as the